Good afternoon. This is Pandora Nash Carner for Issues and Ideas. And today we have Blame Sally. And you heard just a few seconds of Blame Sally right there. And online is Pam, who is a member of Blame Sally. Pam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
You're coming to San Luis Obispo for a concert on April the 15th at the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden, and we wanted the listeners to know a little bit about you. Our concerts have been selling out, so we assume that yours will too, and it will probably do so very quickly. So let's start with, what's the Blame Sally name all about?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Everybody asks that question, and I wish the story was more interesting. We used to make up stories because we thought it was so boring, but really, in a nutshell, we had a meeting one night to specifically name the band because we had some names going around that were pretty bad. Like, I don't know, Bad Daughter School was in contention. So it was, I don't know. Anyway, we got together to meet to name the band once and for all, and Jerry, the guitar player, was late, and wasn't showing up, and turns out that she was out drinking, and we don't even know what she was doing with our friend Sally, and she finally showed up, and we're like, Jerry, where were you? She goes, I was out with Sally. We're like, oh, yeah, Blame Sally, and we were like, oh, that's it.
There you go. There you go.
That's it.
Okay, so there's four of you. It's you and Renee and Jerry and Monica, and you're originally from San Luis Obispo. In fact, you went to Cuesta. Then you went to the Bay Area. So tell us about Blame Sally. You've been together a long time. The listeners would probably, if they don't already know about you, would love to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, we've been together for a little over 11 years. And Jerry Jones, like you said, and I, we used to play a lot of music on the Central Coast. And Jerry lived in San Francisco, and she eventually started working with Monica, the keyboard player. And then Monica called me for a few gigs. And then just this one gig in particular, she called Renee, too. So the four of us were on a gig with Monica to release one of her solo CDs. And we had, you know, ended up having so much fun rehearsing for that gig and putting together harmonies and arranging tunes that we just decided to stick, you know, stay together and just get together every week and have, you know, just have fun making music and making food and just hanging out, you know. And we didn't have any intention of this becoming a serious band at all. But we just started, you know, learning more songs, and then we were like, well, let's do a gig. You know, we have a set list. We might as well just go play it. And then it just sort of took on a life of its own. And within, you know, a couple of years, we were gigging a lot. And pretty soon we hired a booking agent and then a manager and then a record label. And now it's pretty serious. So,
well, when I look at your tour list for last year, I mean, you not only toured all over the Western United States, but you were in Switzerland and Germany and Denmark and Italy.
Yeah. We had a really great year. And we get to go back this year again in July. And we're also going to hit up the UK this season, too, in October. So we're trying to take over Europe, too.
Let's talk a little bit about your music. I was trying to describe it because we just did the posters for your concert that's coming up on April 15th, and it was like, how do I explain what it is you do? In fact, it's even hard on your website because it's kind of incongruous.
Right. You know, it's pretty funny because, I mean, in a lot of ways, you know, that's worked for us and against us, you know, because so much about this industry is being able to sort of fit into a hole, you know, just a pigeonhole, you know. And but on the other hand, one of the reasons our band is so popular is that it is pretty unique. I mean, we have so many different backgrounds musically and influences, and they all just sort of show up because we all write and we all sing. So, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we got recognized for this album tends to be like the Americana stuff, like Bird in Hand, which I think you're going to play. And but there's also like a lot of world beat influence and, you know, even some indie kind of alternative rock or just pop, like you just heard with Living Without You. So we like to call it Americana melange or Americinda. I don't know. It's just sort of all over the map, but it's inspired and it's truthful, you know. All of our songs are very honest and from life experience, and so we just hope it sort of carries through somehow.
What I really liked about listening to this album and then seeing some of your videos on YouTube was that, I mean, you're not all 14 years old, and as a result, you've traveled down the road a little bit, and you're lyrics have some poignancy and some certainly a great deal of depth and meaning. There's also some fun and there's some sort of whimsy too. But can you talk a little bit about what people are going to hear who haven't heard you before?
Yeah, well, they're going to hear a little bit of country sort of influence. They're going to hear some percussion. Because that's sort of my background as a drummer, as a hand percussionist, but then I moved into drums. So, you know, there's going to be a little Latin flavor. There's going to be some rock and roll. There's going to be some country rock. Just going to be all over the place. But somehow, because it's so harmony-driven, there's a thread because of the way that we all sort of arrange the songs. And it's, like I said before, it's going to be honest. I mean, we like to talk to each other on stage, and we like to talk to the audience and just sort of have an honest exchange. It's really fun.
You mentioned harmony, and harmony, I mean, so many times it's, you know, someone is either harmonizing at the third or the fifth, but you have a different approach to it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We do. A lot of the times we do a lot of call and answer. I mean, we do 3- and 4-part harmonies, but a lot of times it's two parts with the other two voices acting as sort of like a response. But then, you know, we've added a cover tune, the song Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And I'm sure you are. Everybody knows that song. But we do that complete disharmony all the way through. And so it's really fun. We've spent a lot of time on harmonies. It didn't used to be our strong point, but now it's sort of like a signature, you know. We really, really love it. Love that.
Well, it's certainly great to hear. Hank's going to play part of one of your songs on your album.
Okay.
And this one's called Bird in a Hand, and you've got a video that's up for an award. So let's hear a little bit about it, and then you can tell us about it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
She was young and you were too, but your heart was cold and gray. Pretty lass, as clear as glass, a diamond for a day. You held her hand to the promised land, her fears you delay. Babe, you had a bird in hand, in that hand she stayed. Sweetest word she'd ever heard.
Can you talk about that song and about the video?
Yeah, sure. That song was written by Monica Pasquale, and it was sort of like, she's a huge Bob Dylan fan, and that was sort of her stab at sort of like a story song. We actually did receive an award for that, Best Video of the Year from Alternate Route magazine, and it was also People's Choice Award. So we're super proud of it. Her niece actually conceptualized it and choreographed it. And her niece's boyfriend, Emil, who is an independent filmmaker who studies at Stanford, filmed it and edited. And then Stephanie Matura, who works for, I think she used to work for Skywalker Ranch out there, did the editing. So we just couldn't be more proud of it. It's really beautiful. It's way exceeded our expectations and just love it.
So I think you can probably get there on your website, which is blamesally.com, but it's also available on YouTube, and it's just stunning. I've watched it several times. The videography is absolutely fabulous, and the music and the lyrics are haunting.
Yeah, they really are. And Monica's just a master at that, just painting just a picture, and she's very her use of images and to convey an emotion is just really, it's not like anybody I've ever known. She's an outstanding writer.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Pam Delgado from Blame Sally, a group of four Bay Area musicians who are seriously taking tours around the world with their music and sharing their Americana, poignant, lyric, fabulous music. They're going to be in concert at the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden on Sunday, April 15th at 4 p.m. Tickets are available on the web at www.slobg.org. That's slobg.org. Or by phoning 541-1400 and asking for extension 302. That's 541-1400, extension 302. And the reason we bring that up so many times is we have been selling our concerts out weeks in advance. And Blame Sally is a big deal. We're really fortunate, Pam, that you're coming here. We're so excited. We're just feeling really lucky that you agreed to come and play our small venue. So encourage people to get those tickets early. So, Pam, tell us a little bit about the new way that groups like yours are working in partnership with production houses, as opposed to the old way where you sort of signed your life away and your music and the royalties and all that sort of stuff.
Right, right. Well, it's really interesting. I mean, it's anybody's ball game these days in this industry, and you know, with the internet and all the things that are available. That way, it's just so easy to get your stuff out there. We are lucky enough to be partnered with a really great label out of Berkeley called Ninth Street Opus. And we signed with them a couple years ago. And the interesting thing about our deal is that we're actually in a limited liability partnership with them. So it's sort of like we run the whole thing like a small business. You know, they've invested in us on the front end, and then we just sort of try and meet a monthly bottom line. It's really, really cool. They, you know, financed our albums, you know, for recording, and they sort of, you know, there was a little bit of negotiating that had to happen. I mean, they do keep 50% of the masters and blah, blah, blah. That stuff's all kind of boring probably for everybody, but it's just it's a new model, and it's really exciting, and we feel really taken care of and respected, and it's like we're all on a team, and it's a very good feeling. It's a very good feeling to feel support in that way.
That's great, because there's certainly horror stories about songwriters and musicians not having that kind of relationship. Let's go a little bit to finish up to talk about the concert that you're going to be performing on April 15th at the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden. What can people expect to hear?
Well, we're going to be doing probably a lot of the Speeding Ticket and the Valentine album. We'll probably do a little bit of, messing around with maybe doing some solo performances. Like I said, Jerry and I used to do a duo together. Monica and Renee both had solo careers, so we sort of added a few of those elements into the set. And then just a lot of our old favorites that people really like. You know, we've got some really good friends in the San Luis Obispo area that I'm sure are going to be making requests, and it's going to be a fun show. We can't wait. We love coming to San Luis Obispo. It's just great energy there.
Well, as I said, we're very pleased and certainly very fortunate that you've agreed to play. April 15th, concert at the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden, 4 p.m. in the afternoon for Blame Sally. Pam, we're going to finish up with a little bit of music. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to hearing Blame Sally on April 15th.
Great. My pleasure. Thanks, Pandora.
I need a big, big bed to save the dreams that I've dreamt. Catch them in this linen net. Keep them so I don't forget.